Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. A big crowd here this morning for our Sunday morning worship service. Welcome to everyone here in the sanctuary. A special welcome to those tuning in as well, choosing to worship with us for this is the fourth Sunday in Advent. What are you thinking about right now as you enter into church? Are you like me, like you're stressed out about all the things that you got to do? Anyone got like extra trips you've got to like take care of this afternoon? Or do you have any gifts to wrap before you gather tonight around the Christmas tree? It's okay to admit that our minds are filled with, gosh, all those things that we need to do and get done in preparation for tonight, a very important time for families. But I want to share with everyone here, we've been doing the opposite at Peace. What we've been doing leading up to this day, Christmas, is actually we've been becoming less full. We've been becoming empty in a sense, so that we can be filled with the greatest gift on this day, which is the gift of Jesus. And so that's what Advent is about. It's actually, it's a time of emptying ourselves so that we can receive Jesus. Here at Peace, we've been celebrating in a very specific way in Advent, focusing on the names of Jesus given by Isaiah the prophet. And today we're going to focus in on the last name given to Jesus 700 years before he was even born. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. An Advent message, but also a Christmas gift for each one of us. Just a couple of notes to share before we begin our service here today. The first is, was it Ernie Banks, the Cubs, great Cubs player? He said, let's play a doubleheader. If we're going to have one game, was it Ernie Banks? Yeah, so that's what we're saying this Christmas here at Peace. We're having a doubleheader. So this morning is in our Advent Sunday worship. That's what's happening here in our worship. And then tonight is a really special and different service. It's our Christmas Eve carols, communion, and candlelight at 7 p.m. It's going to feature some just amazing music, as well as this service will too. But of course, you're all welcome to come tonight at 7 p.m. right here at Peace. One other note as well, and that is that next Sunday's worship service will just be at 10 a.m. like it is today. And that's to actually look forward to the new year. It's on New Year's Eve. We're going to look forward to the new year and God's promises heading into that new year. Finally, I just want to say thank you to everyone at Peace. It's just great to get to this day and to realize all the effort. The participation level at Peace has really gone to another level this year. And that's signified especially by Dan Dusek. Dan, I don't know, I don't like to highlight specific people. But last week, you know, our projector failed. Dan was up in the rafters yesterday for like 4 or 5 hours. Like, he looked like he was in a war zone by the end of it. And our projection is working. And yes, it's about Dan, but actually it's about a whole bunch of people that have served here at Peace. I just thought of Dan, but then all the people that have poured in their hearts for all the special services at Peace, thank you for making this year very special for Christmas. I think that does it for our announcements. I'm going to invite the Peace Lutheran Choir forward to set our theme today. Our theme today for the worship service, by the way, is the gift of peace. And to help us share that message, the Peace Lutheran Choir sings, "God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen."